The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
Here we are again. It's that time. It's 11:30, Saturday morning. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent. And you know what I'm going to say? The insurance system makes everybody crazy. And that's the voice of Antonio, the agent, the guy who gets things done. He's been in the insurance world for 20 years plus. He's seen this industry from the inside out, and he's seen this system change. Speaking of change, we're going to talk about that change. You know the system is chaotic. It's not a DIY thing. Don't try to do this stuff yourself. You need an agent to handle this stuff for you. That's why Antonio is here, to offer himself to you and his services to help you out. And Antonio, what's our favorite thing that we like to say about your services?
They're free.
No, the other thing. It's a much nicer
Yes, yes, you're right. Well, I was told, you know, by compliance, we're not supposed to say free. We don't charge.
The agent doesn't charge. That should be the bumper sticker on the back of your car with your phone number, which is
719-203-6424.
All right. You know what I'm going to say next, too, Antonio? This is always my favorite half hour of the week. I love spending this time with you because I learn something every single time. We have a special guest we're going to introduce here. That would be Dr. Scott Tushla, and his talk about his family practice. He's also going to explain how your health care and your and medicine, the practice of medicine in general, has been affected since the inception of the Affordable Care Act. I mean, that changed everything. So in the first segment, Antonio is going to introduce the doctor, talk about his practice, the thing that makes him different, sets him above and apart. In the second segment, it's all about ACA and what that has done to the medical service provider world. Antonio, it is all you and Dr. Tushla.
All right, great. Well, we're going to do a real quick housekeeping. You know, last week we talked about those blasted robocalls, so just wanted to go ahead and give you a little update. We're really looking in that all the time, and I heard from our corporate office that there is $26 billion a year. Yes, that's billion with a B, robocalls. I'm sure you're getting them, or you have a family member or a friend that's receiving them, and there's things you can do to help. I would like you to band with me, and we want to stop these things. These marketing companies, and there's not one name. They're using several names, but those are not the names that they are registering by the Department of Insurance by. So the only way we're going to find that is someone buys a policy, and then we see what's on the policy. And I might do it. I might just buy a policy so I can find out the name, and we can go after these people because it's ridiculous. So contact your phone carrier, contact DORA, Department of Regulatory Agencies. And I've also heard that the Attorney General is doing something as well. So basically call his office too. Let's do everything we can to help stop this. There's my soapbox for the week. Today we are going to be welcoming one of my new referral partners, Dr. Tushla, and I'm glad to have him here. So he's going to tell us, you know, what makes his practice different and how is he different from the larger medical groups. You know, we all have all heard those stories. You've all dealt with those. Sometimes it's a great experience and sometimes it's not. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Antonio. And my name is Dr. Scott Tushla, and just want to mention a little bit about myself. Since 1929, my grandfather was a doctor, small town, and then 30 years later, my dad was, and then 30 years later, I took over. Not in the same town. My dad started in Denver, but most of my time was in California. So what I do is general family practice from pediatrics to geriatrics and everybody in between. I used to do deliveries, ER work, and the whole gamut. But in the bigger city, I do just traditional family practice, which 10 years ago was pretty much the norm. Now it's pretty much a rarity. So as healthcare has evolved, mostly from World War II, but I'm going to also mention from ACA, which is Obamacare, which really got started in 2013, things have changed a lot. And Antonio's more the expert in actually the insurance part. But I just want to mention my family practice is the traditional model where you come in, you state your issue, and then we try and resolve it. And if we can't, we use a specialist.
So, Dr. Tushar, really what I want to look at is because you have experience with these large medical groups as well. So how are you doing things different than these large groups here in town?
Well, I guess the word is not different. I'm doing it the way I've been doing it for 25 years in a traditional way where we actually answer a phone in the morning. I answer my phone even after hours. I don't have a call service. So you get me. And hopefully I could address all your issues. I can't do everything in the world, like surgery, for example. I'm not trained in surgery. But if there's things I can help you with, I will.
And so when we were talking to, you know, kind of create our partnership, you were telling me, yeah, you even do after hours.
Right. And so, when I was in the small town, which I was the first 10 years in Nebraska, there was no off time. You were available 24 hours. It was a town of 1,000, and my next-door neighbor dropped in for a heart attack. And so I still have the mentality. We couldn't hide your phone. You can't unlist your phone. You had to pretty much keep it public. So service is a thing missing in not just healthcare, but every industry has gotten bigger. And so I think big corporations are good, especially because they attract really good specialists, but you have to look at the service.
So we're not talking the 15-minute, then you're out the door?
My attitude is you come in with a list, as long as it's reasonable, under five complaints. I mean, anyway, it could be as many as you need, but we address your complaints. And so some complaints take 10 minutes, some take an hour.
Okay. No, that sounds great. And, you know, and I guess it all depends on someone's schedule. You know, if you don't have a lot of complaints, that 15 minutes might be perfect for you if you have that busy schedule. But, yeah, I know I have been in that position where I had a lot of things going on and I felt like, well, they didn't really spend enough time. I think I even had a doctor tell me once, oh, well, I could only handle this one thing. You're going to have to make another appointment for something else.
One of the more important things I'm finding out as I get older is it's not just addressing the problems at that day, it's the follow-up. Did the x-ray get done? Did the specialist actually return the call? So the follow-up is, in my mind, more important than even the initial visit.
That's great. That's awesome. And so how long have you had the practice here in Colorado Springs?
So before I came to Colorado Springs, I did ER work and family practice for 15 years. Then I did, my wife wanted me not to be working late hours, so I did traditional family practice for 10 years in California, and then the hospital bought everybody out and pretty much disbanded them. So she worked out of University of Denver, so we came out here, and I worked in Colorado Springs for the last 5 years. 1 year is on my own.
Okay, great. Awesome. And where is your office located?
It's 2997 Broadmoor Valley Road, across the street from the Hatch Cover on the corner of Cheyenne Mountain Road and 115 or Nevada.
Okay, and what is the best phone number for our listeners to call your office if they want to set up an appointment?
The best number is 719-418-5505.
Excellent. So just so you're aware, we were introducing Dr. Tushla, because we're working with him a lot now. So when we have our clients that are looking for a new doctor and they want a different feel than the larger groups, we work with the larger groups of course. So we're going to help our clients in every area that they need help. If they, you know, need a specialist, and particular specialists, if they need particular networks, we're here to help them, you know. But we always want to help them in bringing in new resources as well. And so when clients come into the office and they're like, yeah, I would like to find a great family practice, you know, that's not a large group. Well, now we have resources. Now we have partners that we can refer to our clients to help you. And just again, you know, in case you are that guy sitting in the car waiting for my number, here it is. It's 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. So, Dr. Trisha, do you have any specialties that you've been concentrating on?
Well, the family practice in general is kind of the opposite of specialists. It's jack of all trades. And I don't like to use the last part, but I like to think I'm a master at many. But you got to know a little bit about a lot.
Okay.
And so the key part is to know, as Kenny Rogers used to say, you got to know when to refer them and when not to.
Okay, great. No, that sounds great. So awesome. So if you guys are looking for a new family practice doctor, give Dr. Tushula a call. And what was that number again?
Yeah, it's 719-418-5505.
Great. Excellent. Well, we are wonderful to have him on the show. And once again, if you are your family members, and this is anywhere in the United States, if you're getting those robocalls, please help us to fight those and help us to combat this and get rid of these, because they are a nuisance. No one likes them. And we want to do everything we can to get rid of those things. Once again, our phone number is 719-203-6424. Give us a call or email us at abriceno@healthmarkets.com. That is abriceno@healthmarkets.com.
All right, Antonio. So we got to have a really nice introduction to Dr. Tushla, and love the uniqueness of the practice. When you guys come back for segment two, you're going to get into some of the stories, some of the challenges, complexities, you know, good, bad, or ugly with the Affordable Care Act, and how that has affected the practice of medicine, the delivery of health care, and other such things. Antonio, we are going to go to a break here in just under a minute. Yeah, the whole robocall thing. A little more research reveals that roughly 48 billion robocalls are being made every year. And when you think about 26 billion of those just being calls from people who are basically trying to scam you into buying insurance policies, that's more than half of those calls. That tells you that that industry is very determined. And that is why the idea here is to be extra careful. So we'll bring you a weekly update. Antonio, you're basically on a crusade to help get these things stopped.
Well, Health Markets is actually doing a lot as well. And so we're here to help you. That's what we do. That's what Health Markets does. We're all about being a consultant.
We're going to get a short break. You're listening to Antonio Briceño, the agent. I am his very fortunate co-host, Ted Robertson. You're listening to KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen live online at KRDO.com. And you can also get the agent by podcast 24-7, 365, totally free. Go to KRDO.com, click on radio, and select podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent, your guy, the guy who gets things done. 203-6424 is the number to call, Antonio, if you want your insurance checked out, if you want to just sit and talk with him about getting insurance. He's the guy. In this segment, we're going to talk about changes in medicine since the inception of the Affordable Care Act. Antonio, it is back to you and Dr. Scott Tushla.
Awesome. Well, as you all know, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, or as they coined it, Obamacare, has made lots of changes. You know, the law actually started in 2008. The biggest impact we saw was in 2013, 2014. Well, probably for us, the medical area and insurance area, 13 is where it really hit us in the face. 14 is when the public saw it. So we're going to talk about that and how that has affected us, I guess is a good word.
Right. So I have a perspective on ACA, both from a consumer and from a provider's point of view, and I'm mixed, and almost everybody is. I do recall that almost all the congressmen and senators didn't read the bill, but they signed it anyway. So and they said, we'll find out how it works when it starts. So, and I'm still trying to understand how it works. I know from a just practical point of view, the one thing I do notice, it doubled and tripled in different states the amount of Medicaid. So I look at it, I think as a person that feels bad for people that are having to empty their coins and dollar bills to see me, I think that's a good thing. And and as long as the state generates enough tax revenue in this state from fracking, they got a lot of money that paid for it. But when fracking dries up, we're going to have to pay for the double and triple enrollments. Now, where Antonio is more knowledgeable than me is how that converts to the private insurance for, let's say, a 25-year-old, or actually 27-year-old, because you can be on your parents' plan, 27-year-old guy that works in a bicycle shop. And all of a sudden, he liked to pay as he goes, but now all of a sudden he has to cough up $1,000 a month.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great point. You know, and that we deal with it a lot. The younger people, the biggest challenge that we're having now is educating the younger people that, yeah, you still need insurance and not to go without insurance, because now we have enrollment periods. Now we have SEPs. And it's like, so if you lose your insurance through your parents, you got 60 days to get new coverage. We didn't have that before. So you got to be aware of those things. And everything is based on your income, how you file your taxes, and your family size. So it's completely different than it used to be. It's not as easy. Well, you call the insurance company, you tell them you're healthy, and you get a plan. You know, we used to do those over the phone. It was simple. It took 20 minutes. You know, it doesn't work like that anymore. And you know, and so there is good and bad. There is the families that, you know, have a lot of health issues and they need a lot more coverage than maybe they could afford before. But, you know, there are some negative where those people that actually worked really hard, they have a decent income, and now they're spending $20,000, $30,000 a year in insurance for health care because they don't get any subsidies.
And I guess it all harkens back to the definition of insurance. And you can define insurance, I think of it as like Vegas. But insurance means it's kind of like the global communities, like the Amish. Everybody pays. And if one guy uses up a lot of dollars, everybody else has to pay. And I think in the long run, that's good. That's how our country works, because if there's a budget deficit, somebody has to pay. One thing I wanted to point out, I'm not sure for the young people, they were a huge demographic, but what is a big demographic and a big issue, and it kind of slipped under the radar, is these Advantage plans. And I was going to ask Antonio maybe to define what those are.
Okay, well, so we want to make sure our listeners understand. So Advantage plans are actually Medicare.
Okay.
Okay, so that is not, so typically, yes, the ACA did affect Medicare a little bit, but it mostly affected the individual coverage. So mostly on the individual side, so if you're under 65, that would be your individual coverage, and that's what the open enrollment period from November 1st to January 15th is for. So quick thing, since we brought it up, Advantage plans, that is for Medicare. So if you are over 65 or if you are disabled by the state and you're receiving SSDI or Social Security has said you're getting Medicare now, you can actually apply. If you have an SEP, meaning you've lost the insurance and you're gaining Medicare, or during the open enrollment period, which is coming up real soon, October 15th, to December 7th. And then that's where you can apply for Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare prescription drug plans. If you're turning 65, you could enroll in a Medicare supplement plan. So give us a call if you have questions about that. If you want to set up an appointment to look at your Medicare and make sure you have the best plan possible. And we can also tell you what companies Dr. Tushla takes because he works with a lot of Medicare patients as well. So give us a call at 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. So what have you seen in the past, I guess it's 6 years now, how has the Affordable Care Act, ACA, affected your practice and, you know, the medical facilities you've worked with?
Well, harking back to what I mentioned before, I think Medicaid is actually, in my opinion, from a provider, better. Now, if you have a regular insurance, a traditional insurance, the one thing people don't know when they sign is basically you get, on most plans, everybody's a little different, but most pay for a physical, which they used to never pay for, but the rest is usually deductible.
With the Affordable Care Act, where have you seen some benefits for your patients and your practice? What are some positives? We don't want to beat up the Affordable Care Act, and we don't want to be the person that's always saying the negative. So what are some positive things you've seen with your practice?
Okay, with my current practice, I've seen that Medicaid has helped out a lot of what we call working poor. People, it used to be just for the homeless and basically people that had no job, but now it covers the working poor. For the regular insurances, they do emphasize preventative care and physicals, which in the past weren't covered, but now are, which I think is a really good thing.
Yeah, that's been awesome. I've actually had a lot of clients that they were very impressed when we do a plan for them and like, hey, look, all your preventative care is covered. And then also with children, well, child visits and all the immunizations are covered as well.
Yeah, I would argue that they've always been fairly generous with the kids for vaccines, traditional insurances. But each year, it seems like they change the vaccine schedule and they come up with a more expensive vaccine. I have to say Medicaid hasn't put up a fight so far.
Okay. So we want to make sure people are aware. So you got Medicaid. Medicaid is what you typically would get through DHS, Department of Human Services. Unfortunately, we don't have the ability to do Medicaid in our office because we don't have the resources to all their systems. Medicaid is for people with low income. If you do have questions about Medicaid, you can call our office, 719-203-6424, and we'll tell you if you are eligible for Medicaid. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that application, but we will find the best place for you to go to get it. So when we're looking at the under 65 for the regular health insurance that you get through the exchange or off exchange, those are the plans that you are actually going to pay for. There are some plans that do have a zero premium, which are amazing, But typically you do have a premium for plans. And those are the ones that are going to have a deductible, a max out-of-pocket, and they do have copays for doctor's visits. If you have a bronze plan, it's doctor's visits, and then you might have a copay for urgent care, and then you have your max out-of-pocket and your deductible. If you have a silver plan, then you can get more help there. So what are some great things, Dr. Tilsha, that we can actually offer the community? What are some great things that we can talk to our listeners out there? What do they need to be aware of?
Well, back to your Medicaid question, a lot of people would qualify. They just don't know. They don't ask. And so some people don't take advantage of just asking. So I would call Antonio if for either the traditional ACA or the Medicaid. So what are some other things? I guess the one thing I hear is pharmacy industry's out of control and with cost. And yeah, that's the first thing I would see, especially if I'm coming from a different country. But each year there is new and greater meds. Each year they're making the flu shot better, not only coming with better strains to put in it, but more specific for generating an antibody response. They've improved the pneumonia vaccine. They've improved insulin every year. And it used to be up in the 20s, up until the 70s, you got pig insulin. Then they made recombinant DNA. So insulin, although it's expensive, the companies realize that, and they're accommodating the public.
Great. That's great to hear. And I know there are some companies out there that we have seen with our clients that they give coupons for the more expensive drugs. That's always helpful. And, you know, listen to the show because we're going to continue giving updates on that because there are always changes each year. So are there some changes 2020 when it comes to those coupons? So you want to, listen every week so you can get those updates. Great to have you on the show, Dr. Tusha. And if you have any questions, give me a call, 719-203-6424. And if you want to make an appointment with Dr. Tusha, give him a call. What's that number again?
Yeah, it's 719-418-5505.
Gentlemen, thank you. Another great one in the box, as they say. This will be posted as a podcast shortly after we are off the air. You can go to krdo.com. You can click the radio button and select podcasts, and you can catch this there. Again, Antonio's number is 203-6424. If you have questions, comments, you want to set an appointment because you need insurance, give Antonio a call. He'll personally answer if he can. If you can't, get him directly, leave a voicemail, and you will get an appointment with Antonio. It's really easy to do. We thank you for listening. Next week, tax advantages for business and individuals from the accountant that Antonio recommends to his clients. I love this series on referral partners. Thanks for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join him Saturday mornings on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand anytime at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.